Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to be looking at a really, really important grammar point, adverbs and adjectives. And many people make mistakes with this grammar point. The common mistake is that people use adjectives to describe a verb. For example, I dance bad, or she eats slow. But actually, when you want to describe a verb, then you need to use an adverb. An adverb describes a verb, and also possibly an adjective or an adverb, whereas an adjective describes a noun. Let's look at a few examples. First of all, let's look at adverbs. So, first example, Usain Bolt runs quickly. So here we have the verb runs, and then the description of that verb, quickly. And that word quickly is the adverb. The next example, the car is reasonably cheap. Here, the adverb is reasonably, and this time it's not describing a verb, but it's describing the adjective, cheap, reasonably cheap. And the third example, she drives incredibly carefully. Here we have actually two adverbs. We've got one adverb describing the verb, and that is carefully. She drives carefully. And then another adverb describing the adverb, carefully. So that was incredibly carefully. So there we see some examples of adverbs. They've got a few uses, whereas adjectives always describe nouns. Let's look at two examples. The tree is tall, so there we're describing the tree, and he was an inspirational figure. In this case, we are describing he, or we're describing the figure. He was an inspirational figure. Now, adverbs are usually the adjective, but with ly at the end. So slow becomes slowly, quick becomes quickly, careful becomes carefully, and so on. But be careful, because this isn't always the case. First of all, the most common adverb and adjective we probably use is good and well. People always mix these up. To do good, to speak good. No, it should be to do well or to speak well. For example, he speaks good English. Well, in this case, we're describing the English. So we use the adjective, which is good. He speaks good English. But if we say he speaks English well, in this case, we're describing how he speaks. So we use the adverb, and the adverb is well. And also be careful with certain words which can't be adverbs. For example, the word fast. Well, we can't say fastly. Well, we can actually say fast. It's both the adjective and the adverb in this case. He is fast, or he runs fast. Both are possible. The same with fun, but you can't say funly. So you just say to do something in a fun way. And also with the adjective hard, well, we don't say hardly in this context. We just say hard as the adverb. For example, I worked really hard. Not I worked really hardly. Hardly means something else. So be careful. It means only just or slightly. It was hardly raining. So there you have quite a few examples of adjectives and adverbs. Just remember that an adjective is for describing nouns, whereas an adverb is what you want to use if you're describing verbs, also adjectives and other adverbs. Okay. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful, and Interesting? And remember, if you're interested in taking classes online with me, you can find all my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.